the Officer Jack McLam program. Going to talk about a touchy subject today, folks. Listen, before I leave the subject, I just want to tell you how blessed we are to have Ernie from Virginia. Folks, I know that when he gets up and does this and puts out all this information for us to be able to get active, get out there and know where to go and what to do to stop this treason in the Congress, in the Senate, in the White House, he makes himself a target. And so please pray for Ernie and his family. I ask you to please be in prayer for Ernie and his family, because he's the only one I know of doing this, giving us our marching orders every week to where we can actually do something to put down this tyranny. Do more, let's say. Of course, every time you hand out a DVD or tell people to listen to RBN and so forth, you're helping fight tyranny. But to actually have my marching orders to where Tuesday, after the Martin Luther King, Communist Martin Luther King Day celebration tomorrow, you know, Tuesday I can get busy on the phones and start doing what Ernie brought me the information to allow me to do. Okay, and that's the way it is with all of us. So I just want to tell you, please pray for Ernie, for his safety and health and all, and his family, because he's doing a great service to the country. And it takes a lot of time every week to gather this information to bring to us. So praise God, and thank God for Ernie and his family for taking the time to try to turn America around. Okay, folks, we want to talk about the tyranny that's coming on us very rapidly in this country. Tyranny is coming, folks. It is coming. Now, we may be able to stop it with God's help. We may be able to stop it. For all of you listening in this hour, and maybe missed last hour, I just want to tell you that get a tape, you know. Get a hold of the archives and get a tape of last hour, because it was very important, all the information put out there. But I want to take you to Wikipedia, okay? Wikipedia is the encyclopedia on the web, Wikipedia, okay? And I want you to go to Michael Chertoff, Communist Michael Chertoff. Now, communist isn't there, but he is a hardcore communist. And his last name is C-H-E-R-T-O-F-F. He is the one setting up the martial law system, the concentration camps in this country to put you and your families in. If you love God, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, and you love freedom, more than likely you're going to go into those camps. They're looking forward to putting 50 million Americans in those camps, and the man running it all is Michael Chertoff, Communist Michael Chertoff, okay, that Bush appointed, the Bush crime family appointed to head Homeland Insecurity, all right? And that's his job, to set up the martial law system. He wrote the, Patriot Act, okay? And he's using the communist system to do all of this, folks. You know, when he first got into office, he immediately appointed under him the communist former East German Stasi chief, Marcus Wolf, to help him write the system to put us under a totalitarian system here, just like they had in East Germany, communist East Germany. And then he appointed Primakov, former head of the KGB, right under him too, to help set up a USSR right here, a communist system right here in the U.S. They're well on the way to doing that. We'll be right back after this break.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Program here, folks, and I'm telling you, I love my police officers, fellow police officers and soldiers. And it's troubled me for years, for 28 years that I've worked to educate our police officers and soldiers, my peers, to understand that they're supposed to serve and protect the American people and the Constitution of the United States, not the Antichrist world system that's being set up in America and the world. We're not supposed to, as police and soldiers, to support the Antichrist system that's being set up, the totalitarian police state in America. We're supposed to defend our oath, which was taken to the U.S. Constitution, protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. These treasonous scumbags that run our country today, we're supposed to be protecting the American people and the Constitution from them. And I hate the thought, folks, that one day in America, and for 28 years I've hated this thought, and it's driven me to spend 12, 14 hours a day educating our police and soldiers to their constitutional oaths and teaching them what they need to know to serve and protect the American people from all enemies, especially the criminals in government today. And I'm just driven by the thought that one day, God forbid, in this country, we will be taking up arms, the American people and some of our police officers and soldiers, as the greatest American patriots, okay, law enforcement, military that love this country and love the Constitution and love and protect and serve the American people, and the private sector will pick up arms and have to go against those indoctrinated, uninformed fellow soldiers and police officers. That breaks my heart. And I don't want to see that happen, folks. That's why we work 12, 14 hours a day trying to turn America around without firing a shot. Now, we've been shot up. The American people have been shot up by our enemies and treasonous scumbags in government. But we haven't fired back at this time. And we pray God we don't have to, because the worst thing I want to see is that my brothers and sisters in uniform that are totally uninformed, told that the enemies of this country are the patriots in society, and have them come against us, and we have to raise up arms against our brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement. That's why we're working so hard to make sure that doesn't happen. But let me share some things with you. I want you to go to Wikipedia, W-I-K-I-P-E-D-I-A, W-I-K-I-P-E-D-I-A, and look up Michael Chertoff, the old communist, and I want you to look at his picture there. And I can tell you as a law enforcement investigator, folks, that I always looked into the eyes and the face of people that I was interrogating, and I could see a lot in their eyes, and you know that's true. Well, I want you to look at the picture of Michael Chertoff and see his cold, dead eyes staring out at you and the sneer that's on his face, and you will see what's in his mind. This man has been, and his two communist friends, the Stasi chief, the communist Stasi chief from East Germany, and then Primakov, the head of the KGB, who work right under him. These three people have been given control to decide who lives and dies in America. No kidding, folks. These men have not changed. They're still communists. They are who they are, and that's why Bush and the crime families hired them for homeland insecurity. If these men appeared for work, folks, in the uniforms of their former states who they served, their communist uniforms, the public would be outraged, and rightfully so. Well, how is it that the radical right continues to decry communism, yet they allow Bush to employ top communist counterintelligence officers to oversee every facet of our lives? Question mark. Well, folks, it's because they intend to enslave us. But I want you to go to Wikipedia and see the man who controls your life and the death of your family, Michael Chertoff. Please go and look at that picture, and you'll see what I mean. If you want to see Satan, if you want to see a picture of Satan, look at Michael Chertoff's face, the sneer he has on his face, knowing that he has control over the lives and deaths of all Americans today, and look at his cold, dead eyes. Go to Wikipedia, and he's right there staring out at you, and it'll just about make you run and grab your gun. That's what it'll do. Or run and go hide in the closet for some of you out there. But I hope you don't hide in the closet. We got a lot of work to do. But anyway, folks, okay. Now, I want to say to you, very important, folks, that we understand that all laws that are passed are not laws. Okay? Listen to the U.S. Supreme Court of the United States in 1803. Marbury versus Madison says, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution, meaning against the Constitution, unconstitutional, are null and void. That's Marbury versus Madison, 1803. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void, meaning they don't even exist. They have no power. We go to Miranda versus Arizona, U.S. Supreme Court case, and it says, where rights secured by the Constitution of the United States are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Abrogate meaning to overthrow them. And then Norton versus Shelby County, U.S. Supreme Court case said this, an unconstitutional act passed into law is no law. It confers no rights. It imposes no duties, affords no protection. It creates no office. It is in legal contemplation as inoperative as though it had never been passed. So I want you to keep this in mind, folks. When they pass these gun laws to outlaw, right now we have a case before the Supreme Court of the United States to decide if the American people are actually able to keep and bear arms. Is that why the Founding Fathers set up this system, so the people could keep and bear arms? Or was it the militia? Was it the organized militia that they were talking about? And if the Supreme Court comes back, and we suggest they will, saying that it is not the people that have a right to own guns, it is the organized militia, the National Guard, the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and Air Force, then, folks, I just want you to remember what the Supreme Court said in all of these cases, that if all laws that are passed that are repugnant to the Constitution of the United States are null and void. So remember that. We have so many laws out there right now, the Patriot Act and all these acts that have been passed that are totally repugnant to the U.S. Constitution, and they are not law because they violate the Constitution itself, folks. So you police officers and soldiers listening to me, you took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States and protect the people of the United States, not the international criminals that have taken over this nation. You didn't take an oath to protect them. And so when you see these laws, folks, that are police officers and soldiers, listen to me. I am a former soldier from the Vietnam War. I'm a former police officer, now disabled in the line of duty. And I'm telling you as your peer, you have no duty to defend and uphold unconstitutional laws. Please keep that in mind. Thomas Jefferson, Sam Adams, Patrick Henry, James Madison said that the people themselves have a right to own guns. So when the U.S. Supreme Court passes this unconstitutional law that says the American people have no right to own guns, the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights did not give them that right. It was the organized militia. I want you to remember that they are lying, and they're treasonous, traitors to this country, and do not obey those laws. And those gun laws right now out there that violate the Constitution and the Second Amendment should not be obeyed either. Here's what Thomas Jefferson said. No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. Did he say the militia? Did he say the Army, the Navy, the Marines, Air Force? No. He said no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. The strongest reason for the people to retain their right to keep and bear arms, he said, is as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in their own government. And that's what we have today, folks, tyranny in our own government. They're trying to enslave us in an antichrist world government system of the super rich and the super poor, no middle class. And if you don't have like $100 billion in your pocket, you're not going to be part of the super rich, folks. Only those with $100 billion and more are going to be part of the super rich. If you only have $4 billion like the little general in Texas, that ran as a globalist on the ticket for president here a few years back, they're going to take that $4 billion away from you, and you're going to be a slave. So you that are rich today and think, oh, you're going to be part of the super rich, you're wrong unless you have $100 billion. That's been so stated by the enemy of God and liberty in the world. Sam Adams said, the said Constitution shall never be construed to authorize Congress to prevent the people of the United States who are peaceable citizens from keeping their own arms. Does that sound like the organized militia, the Army, Navy, Air Force, the Marines, folks? No, it doesn't. Patrick Henry said, the great object is that every man should be armed. Anyone who is able may have a gun. We'll be right back with more. The officer Jack Lamb from the Temple Street, the truck has been
attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, getting hot and heavy in the need for us to acquire weapons now. If you don't have firearms, you need to go out and get some good rifles and revolvers and pistols now, because very soon you won't be able to get them. And I advise you to buy from the newspaper, buy from private owners, do not buy them from the gun shop where you have to fill out the federal confiscation forms, and that's what they are, federal confiscation forms, is when you fill out those federal confiscation forms, they're going to come for your guns because you filled out the forms and told them that you have weapons. So buy from private owners, go to gun shows and buy from private owners. Do not fill out paperwork so that you can be as the founding fathers wanted you to be, and that's anonymous gun owners out there, okay? The government has no right, unless they plan on taking your guns away from you, to have a record that you have firearms. So, I don't know if you heard it over the music, but Patrick Henry said, the great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able may have a gun. James Madison said, Americans never need fear their government, because of the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation. Well, folks, now we must fear our government tyrants and traitors, because they're trying to take our weapons away from us. And do you know why? You should know why. Lenin said, One of the basic conditions of the victory of socialism and communism is the arming of the communists and the disarming of the bourgeoisie, the middle class. Leo Tolstoy in 1893 said this: governments need armies to protect them against their enslaved and oppressed subjects. And sadly, folks, sadly, we have communist traitors in our own government, and one was head of the LEAA, the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration, which Reagan said he got rid of because it was a tyranny to take away our weapons, but he lied. And he put half of it under the Justice Department and half of it under FEMA and kept it. So he lied to the American people. But here's Professor Dean Morris, director of the Law Enforcement Assistance Administration, in testimony before Congress. He stated this: I am one who believes that the first step the U.S. should move expeditiously to disarm the civilian population of America. Other than police and security officers, of all their handguns, pistols, and revolvers, no one should have a right to anonymous ownership or use of a gun. He went on to say there can be no right to privacy in regards to armament. We seek a disarmed populace. And the government told us they disbanded LEAA. Reagan did. Reagan was a member of seven Communist Front organizations when he was in Hollywood. He was head of the Communist Screen Actors Guild, so he wasn't who we've been told he was, folks. And his wife was a member of eight Communist Front organizations herself, so we've been misled. But LEAA, the program to disarm the American people, is still there, folks. But I want to remind you what the Founding Fathers said, folks. And I want to take you to 16 American Jurisprudence, second edition, section 171, or 177. Listen to this. The general rule is that an unconstitutional statute or law, though having the form and name of a law, is in reality no law whatsoever, but is wholly void and ineffective for any purpose. No one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law, and no courts are bound to enforce it. So there it is from the Supreme Court, folks, and from American 16 American Jurisprudence, second edition, section 177. No one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law, and no court is bound to enforce it. I'm speaking to my brothers and sisters in uniform out there, folks. When they pass these laws, these tyrants and these treasonous members of our government pass these laws that are totally unconstitutional, remember, law enforcement and military peers, you do not have to enforce those laws. If you know, and you should know, that gun laws are totally unconstitutional laws. So let's get into now talking about a subject that we really need to talk about, folks. George Washington and all the founders believed in the American militia program in this nation, and it was not the National Guard, and I'll tell you why and how you can prove it in just a moment here. What we know for sure is that we soldiers and police officers are being told by the despots and the treasonous scumbags in our government that, and their controlled media, that any who are involved or promote the militia are the evil bad guys, anti-Americans. This always makes the wise very leery. It makes us want to look at the real evidence, the real facts. We will do that right after this break.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, folks, before we get heavy into the militia situation here real quick, I want to remind everybody of this, too. If you're not in the military and law enforcement, and you're not going to be called upon to enforce unconstitutional laws, how can you help? Well, remember, you're going to be called when they start rounding up people for having guns in their homes and having guns in their cars and on their hips to protect themselves and their families, and trying them and putting them away in these gulags forever. Remember, when you serve on the jury, folks, the judge is going to lie to you immediately upon jury selection. He or she is going to lie to you. The only power the judge has over the jury is their ignorance, and you must know your jury rights and powers and duties. The jury is the actual judge in the whole courtroom. The judge is only a referee. That's the way it's supposed to be. But you're told when you go in there by the judge lies to you and makes you raise your hand and say you'll accept the law. You have no reason, you have no way, you have no right to judge the law in the case. You only have a right to judge who, if the person's guilty or not guilty. Well, of course, that puts all the power in the hands of the judge. And if you don't know, if you're ignorant to your duties and powers and that you're the judge in the courtroom, then you will go along with what the judge says and railroad people like Ramos and Compion and our dear brother FBI agent extraordinaire Richard Tauss, been in there for 15 years because he was trying to stop in New York City the Bush crime family, the CIA, and the mafia from distributing drugs in New York City, and he wouldn't drop his case, and he was told by his superiors to go out and execute his witnesses that were going to testify about the Bush crime family, the CIA, and the mafia working together. And he wouldn't do it, so they put him in jail. He's been there 15 years now. And it's because the juries, folks, did not know. They were ignorant of their duties and rights and powers. But listen to this. John Jay, first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, 1789, said, "The jury has a right to judge both the law. If the law is just and being applied reasonably in this case, as well as the fact in controversy." In other words, did the person do it or did they not do it? "You have a right to judge the law. If it's an unconstitutional law, then vote not guilty." Samuel Chase, U.S. Supreme Court Justice in 1796, said this. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, too, folks. He said, "The jury has a right to determine both the law and the facts." So remember, your judge is going to lie to you when you go in for jury selection and say that's not true. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Supreme Court Justice of the United States in 1902, said, "The jury has the power to bring a verdict in the teeth of both the law and the facts." And Harlan F. Stone, 12th Supreme Court Justice, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in 1941, said, "The law itself is on trial, quite as well as the cause which is to be decided. The law itself is on trial before the jury." So, folks, don't let them lie to you. You decide if the law is being properly used. You decide if the law is totally unconstitutional. And if it is, and if it's being applied wrong in the case, then vote not guilty. But let's go to militia real quick now. Okay, folks, now, how do we know that the Founding Fathers, well, from all their statements, you know, I just read you that the Founding Fathers was not saying that the military has a right to keep and bear arms. They were saying under the Second Amendment the people have a right to keep and bear arms themselves. First, we are told, we police officers and soldiers are told, that anybody mentions the militia are the bad guys. And we're told that the Founding Fathers mentioned the militia. When they mentioned it, they were speaking of the organized National Guard within our states. Now, this is not true for several reasons, but the big one is the National Guard system was not around during that time, folks. Do you understand that in the 1780s, when our Founding Fathers were putting together the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, the National Guard system was not set up until 1903 by the Congress. 1903. So it was not the National Guard that the Founding Fathers were thinking of. And if you get their quotes, you know it wasn't the Army, Navy, and Air Force and Marines they were thinking about either. It was the people that had a right to keep and bear arms to stop treason and tyranny in government, said James Madison and Thomas Jefferson and others. But our Founding Fathers described in their writing very well the three basic classes of lawful military-type forces in America. Number one, they described in their writings the Standing Army, recognized today as the regular forces consisting of the active and reserve components of the Army, Air Force, Marines, and Navy. Number two, the Founding Fathers described the organized militia. This today is the National Guard and military or naval militias, folks. And three, they described the people themselves. The founders called it by several names: citizens militia, general militia, and, or as termed in the Bill of Rights, Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia. Now, folks, this was the private, non-government-controlled militia, the people themselves, sometimes referred to as the unorganized militia. These are all those those Americans who are not in government-controlled forces. One good example of this militia was organized, the unorganized militia was organized by George Washington in 1774. It was called the Fairfax County, Virginia Militia Association. It was a private militia of the American people. It was independent and not subject to the dictates of the governor or the government at all. Here are several quotes about the private militia for which the Founding Fathers spoke. James Madison said, "A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people, trained in arms, is the best and most natural defense of a free country." He's talking about you and me, brothers and sisters, private citizens. Samuel Adams, urging his fellow patriots, militia people, in other words, in New England, to ready themselves for war, he stated, "Provide yourselves without delay arms and ammunition. Get well instructed in the military art. Embody yourselves and prepare a complete set of rules that you may be ready to defend yourself against despotism." Do you know what despotism means, folks? Samuel Adams was talking about treason and tyrants in government when he made this statement, to ready yourselves, provide yourselves with arms and ammunition against despotism in government. Your leaders becoming totalitarians, becoming traitors and despots. George Mason, the Founding Father, he said, "What is the militia? It consists of the whole people," he said. Richard Henry Lee, another patriot Founding Father, said, "To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when very young, how to use those weapons. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves." That was Richard Henry Lee. Look him up, folks. He's a founding father. Now, folks, does that sound like the founders were speaking of an organized government body, such as the National Guard of the state? Of course not. Are their words in any way ambiguous, what they said, or difficult to understand? Of course not. They spelled it out very simply. So why do you suppose the socialists and communists in our government and their media, controlled media, have so much trouble defining the militia today? Perhaps they have trouble telling the truth. No question about that, folks. Today in America, we still have some who tell the truth and understand well the founders' intent on the true people's militia. For example, sorry that we lost W. Cleon Skousen. He was a big guy in the FBI under Hoover. He was chief of police in Salt Lake City. But he was a constitutional scholar, and he said this: "The state militia is confused many, many times as the National Guard, which is a specialized reserve corps in each state trained at federal expense for immediate service. Under Title 10, very important here, folks, Title 10, Section 31 of the U.S. Code, the militia of each state includes all able-bodied males at least 17 years of age to 45 years of age who are or have made a declaration of intent to become citizens of the United States." And this is from his wonderful book, folks, The Making of America. You want to read a great book on the Constitution and the Bill of Rights? Get that book, The Making of America, by W. Cleon Skousen. Our dear brother Richard Mack, Sheriff Richie Mack of Graham County, Arizona, a constitutional patriot, he said in his book, From My Cold Dead Fingers, Why America Needs Guns, he said this: "A friend of James Madison was a very good founder, Trench Cox. Trench Cox said this: "The powers of the sword are in the hands of the people of America, from 16 to 60. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress has no power to disarm the militia. Sheriff Richie Mack goes on to say, does it not seem today that the American government is afraid to trust the people with arms? And if so, why? Could it be that the representatives of the people know they have betrayed their constituents, the people, and intend to further do so? Is there any debate left over who the militia is of the Commonwealth, the states? Keeping Americans armed with weapons sufficient to discourage government tyranny and government tyrants was a condition of the first statesmen in this country, and it intended to remain intact for all of us. Well, folks, we have proven here that the United States people have a right to set up militias. They are a part of the militia, the private militia. People that have a right to keep and bear arms and protect themselves from tyranny in government. And it is so vital today, folks, that we work every day like we're going to win, which we could very well win without firing a shot, but also at the same exact time prepare like you're going to lose temporarily. You must be prepared for tyranny and this totalitarian situation for a time in America in case we lose this nonviolent redress of our grievances we're in today. Get yourself prepared, folks, like the Founding Fathers said. Samuel Adams, urging his fellow patriots in New England, get ready, ready yourselves, provide ammunition and arms, get well instructed in the military arts, embody yourselves, and prepare a complete set of rules that you can defend yourself and your country from despotism in government. That's what we should be doing today, folks. Now, I know that the word militia has been truly maligned, and it's when you bring it up today, people shriek and holler and run off into the closet someplace or stick their head in the sand when you mention militia, because they linked it to the Oklahoma City bombing that our government blew up themselves, but they linked the militia to that, and they try to link the militia to anything evil. And it is not evil. The Founding Fathers loved the militia, which was the people themselves. But I would advise you to set up a militia in your counties, but you may want to rename it to Game and Fish Association, Hunting and Fishing Association, okay? And stay away from the word militia or some other nice name like that, okay? But you need to get organized and be ready to defend your property, your families, your town, and your country. That is the obligation of all men and women. Yes, women too, folks. Women are great fighters. I have a great wife that 22 years in the military, first sergeant, graduated, left the military disabled with a Gulf War sickness from the first Gulf War as a first sergeant. And she's a great warrior. So women make great warriors too, folks. And so be sure and go out and practice with your firearms and take the women with you, the young girls and the young guys with you, and teach them how to use weapons and treat them so that they don't hurt themselves or hurt others with those weapons. Get trained in the military arts, which is basically learning how to shoot pistols and rifles. And also, folks, I would advise you, if you can do it now, many guys go out and buy a hunting rifle and pay $1,500 to $2,000 for a hunting rifle. Please go out and get a 50 caliber rifle, a sniper rifle, okay? 50 caliber is impressive. I'm looking at a bullet right here. We have a 50 caliber Barrett, a semi-automatic rifle, and the 50 caliber is very important and impressive when it comes to fighting for your town, for your community, or for your nation. Colonel Bo Greitz taught the Mujahideen when they were in war against the Russians in Afghanistan, in Sandy Valley, Nevada. He took the Mujahideen over there with part of a government program and trained them how to shoot down with 50 caliber rifles Hein helicopters, these Russian Hein fighting war helicopters, okay, that were armed with bombs and rockets and everything, and you could literally take down a Hein helicopter with a 50 caliber Barrett, a 50 caliber rifle, okay? You will find them today, folks, very cheap. They're coming down in prices. The 50 caliber Barrett that we have and a number of people have up here on our mountain in Idaho County, Idaho, are about $7,000 to $8,000. But the new rifles coming out, 50 caliber single shot rifles, are down around $1,500. $1,500. And that's less than what a lot of hunting rifles cost today, folks. But very impressive and a lot of fun to shoot. Go out and shoot them, the whole family, and have fun. They're a great rifle to shoot. Very powerful. Be right back. End the program on the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hey folks, welcome back to the end of the Officer Jack McLam program here for this day. I hope it's not the end completely, but maybe because of what I'm talking about today, it'll be the end. But God willing, God's in control. And folks, I just want to remind you that God is truly in control. If you're standing up doing what he told you to do in Psalms 94:16, then you're going to be protected. He tells you that in Deuteronomy 31:6. Remember, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, meaning God's enemies. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. He's with you always. Deuteronomy 31:6, folks. So don't be afraid. Stand up what God told you to do in Psalms 94 against 16. Against the workers of iniquity, rise up against the evildoers as God told you to do. And, folks, I know your ministers are telling you just the opposite. They're telling you you're leaving here next week and you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to prepare for anything because we're going to get to heaven out of here next week. They are telling you an untruth, absolute untruth. And you're going to be totally unprepared for what's coming if you believe them. We have a tape called The Rapture of the Wicked by Pastor John Weaver. If you want to know the truth, if you want to know the truth, get a hold of Pastor John Weaver at the Freedom Baptist Church in Fitzgerald, Georgia. Freedom Baptist Church, and get a copy of his tape, Rapture of the Wicked. And he will prove to you out of the King James Bible that you are not leaving here. Psalms 30, number 10, tells you that the good people are not leaving this earth, that only the bad are going to be taken off this earth. Read it yourself. Psalms 30, or is it Psalms 10:30? I can't remember right now. 10:30 or 30:10, but look it up. Psalms, and right there it tells you you're going to be here. And God doesn't lie. Our ministers have been misdirected and misguided and mistrained in seminaries and Bible schools today because they've been taken over by the dark side, and our ministers have been misinstructed. We're going to be here. We must prepare so that we can make it through these days coming, folks. But if we stand up together now and fight the enemy, as God told us to do in Psalms 94:16, we can win. And if we come under 2 Chronicles 7:14, we will win. No question about it, because God says that. He says that in 2 Chronicles 7:14, folks. We can win without firing a shot. And that's my prayer, that we can win this thing with people standing up, God's people standing up. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he's talking about his people, folks. Then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14, folks, and he doesn't lie. Our God means it. If we'll turn back to God, ask to be forgiven for our sins, for letting him be thrown out of this nation that he formed, he will heal this land again, put his hand of protection back on America. So we can still win it nonviolently, but don't be foolish, folks. Don't be foolish. Prepare. Prepare now as if we're going to go through some tough times. God bless all of you out there. I love you. I want to win this thing in a nonviolent redress of our grievances as we're doing now. We can do it. Don't forget, there's 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, the one who's striking at the root. Be that one striking at the root of evil, folks, not hacking at the branches of evil. God bless you. Have a great week. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Dear brothers and sisters out there, I truly do love you. Have a great weekend, great week. God bless you. God bless America. Good day.
Since 1980.